Have you ever had the experience of following someone in a car when you didn't know your way around? Before the days of GPS, this would be an exercise of trust. When I'm driving, I like to make the decisions. I feel confident in my sense of direction and how to find my way around. So when I must follow someone else, it is easy to second guess their choices, especially when the person turns down a road that I think will lead in the wrong direction. For example, what would you do if the person you were following suddenly turned down a road that was marked dead end? I would probably start honking at them and flashing my lights in protest. In some ways, this is our experience in following Christ. Being a disciple means we follow him because we trust him. But then he leads us down roads that are clearly marked dead end. Surely Jesus knows better than to go in that direction. So we start honking our horns and flashing our lights to warn him of his mistake. Have you ever been there? Jesus' first disciples reacted in much the same way when he told them he was going to travel down a dead-end road to Jerusalem. The long-awaited Messiah made it clear that he was going to travel the road of suffering, rejection, and death. For Peter especially, this was a hard road to follow, yet he did. As we follow Jesus, we too will have to follow him down roads that we would rather avoid. Listen to Jesus' description of being his disciple. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. That's not exactly the roadmap I would draw up for myself. But as we follow Jesus, we come to trust that he knows the way far better than we do, even if it looks like a dead-end road. In fact, he tells us that he is the way. Because of who he is, we can follow him no matter where he leads. Mi nombre es Everticas, hablando de vida.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.